We are all born helpless. Without a parent's kindness, we could not survive, much less prosper. When children grow up in constant fear, with no one to rely on, they suffer their whole lives. Because the minds of small children are very delicate, their need for kindness is particularly obvious. Adult human beings need kindness too. If someone greets me with a nice smile and expresses a genuinely friendly attitude, I appreciate it very much. Though I might not know that person or understand their language, they instantly gladden my heart. On the other hand, if kindness is lacking, even in someone from my own culture whom I have known for many years, I feel it. Kindness and love, a real sense of brotherhood and sisterhood, these are very precious. They make community possible and thus are crucial in society. Each of us has a valid sense of self, of I. We also share fundamental goals. We want happiness and do not want suffering. Animals and insects also want happiness and do not want suffering. But they have no special ability to consider how to achieve deeper happiness or overcome suffering. As human beings endowed with this power of thought, we have this potential and we must use it. On every level, as individuals and as members of a family, a community, a nation, and a planet, the most mischievous troublemakers we face are anger and egoism. The kind of egoism I refer to here is not just a sense of I, but an exaggerated self-centeredness. No one claims to feel happy while being angry. As long as anger dominates our disposition, there is no possibility of lasting happiness. In order to achieve peace, tranquility, and real friendship, we must minimize anger and cultivate kindness and a warm heart. This can be achieved through the practices I will describe. Developing a warm heart ourselves can also transform others. As we become nicer human beings, our neighbors, friends, parents, spouses, and children experience less anger. They will become more warm-hearted, compassionate, and harmonious. The very atmosphere becomes happier, which promotes good health, perhaps even a longer life. You may be rich, powerful, and well-educated, but without these healthy feelings of kindness and compassion, there will be no peace within yourself, no peace within your family. Even your children suffer. Kindness is essential to mental peace. As you will hear, the central method for achieving a happier life is to train your mind in a daily practice that weakens negative attitudes and strengthens positive ones. The big question is whether or not we can practice kindness and peace. Many of our problems stem from attitudes like putting ourselves first at all costs. I know from my own experience that it is possible to change these attitudes and improve the human mind. Though it is colorless, shapeless, and sometimes weak, the human mind can become stronger than steel. To train the mind, you must exercise the patience and determination it takes to shape that steel. If you practice improving your mind with a strong will and forbearance, by trying, no matter how many difficulties you may encounter at the beginning, then you will succeed. With patience and practice and time, change will come. Do not give up. If you are pessimistic from the beginning, you cannot possibly succeed. If you are hopeful and determined, you will always find some measure of success. Winning the gold medal does not matter. You have tried your best.